Lou Gehrig's disease, also known as ALS, gradually kills the motor neurons in the spine that control muscle movement. Victims of the disease die a slow death by paralysis. But a specially modified neural progenitor cell created in the UW lab could eventually protect motor neurons by secreting a protein. Clive Svensson, anatomy professor at the UW Weissman Center, says his team used a virus to turn the cell into a mini medicine pump.
We infect them with a virus that then makes them produce this drug. In this case, it's this large protein drug that is protective for motor neurons.
Svensson is co-author of an article describing the process published this week in the journal Human Gene Therapy. He says these modified stem cells also show promise for treating other diseases.
It's a new way of delivering drugs to the brain, and it may have implications, particularly for Parkinson's, but for other diseases like stroke, where you may want to protect neurons. So any disease where neurons are dying, you might envisage using these progenitor cells from the brain to deliver drugs.
So far, researchers have shown these modified stem cells work when injected into the spines of rats suffering from ALS, but Svensson says it's still a long way from a cure for the human disease.
It may be possible to try some small-scale trials to see if the cells will survive in the human spinal cord and do the same thing, i.e. make a new support cell and release this growth factor, and we're aiming at, going that way as soon as we can.
The stem cells used in this research did not come from human embryos, the source of much current research on new disease therapies. Instead, researchers worked with primitive neural cells from human fetal brains. The cells came from a fetal tissue bank funded by the National Institutes of Health. That means human trials could happen sooner with this therapy because the cells are not contaminated with the mice molecules that are used to grow human embryonic stem cells. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.